So there has certainly been big changes over the past 20, 15 years as offices become more kind of open plan. Is this a good move?
Well, what we found is conclusively after several decades of research now about open plan is that it hasn't been what was intended. So the idea was to get people to communicate and interact and collaborate more. But what we now know is, unfortunately, that doesn't happen. And as you may have experienced, many other people listening may have experienced, is that you tend to get very frustrated. Most people find it's very noisy. They can't concentrate very well. They get, irritated by their coworker eating, fish for lunch next to them or something like that. So unfortunately, it hasn't worked out the way it was planned.
My housemate always says that it's really important that we have open plan offices, so just to make sure we can concentrate on everyone's conversation and not our own work. So he's feeling that frustration as well, I guess. But so we've gone from kind of closed to open plan, but the article that you've written is about incorporating the nature into the office. So in the article, you mentioned the term biophilia. What does that mean?
So biophilia is basically, a complicated way of saying that as humans, we have this innate need to be connected with nature. And so the further we sort of get away from environments where we're spending lots of time sort of, outdoors in parks and, bushwalking or, where we've got a lot of nature around us, then as humans, that's not a good thing for us.
So what type of evidence do we have to show that bringing nature into an office environment is beneficial for health or productivity?
One of the issues with, modern work in general is that, particularly for knowledge work, requires a lot of, intense concentration and, for long periods of time. And when you add that into perhaps you're in an open plan office or, as we're increasingly seeing, a hot desking environment where you even don't have your own desk, you've got to find one each day, people are getting more and more stressed. And so given that many organisations, are wanting to keep open plan for various reasons, then researchers have started to look at ways, well, how can we reduce this stress and how can we try and make it better for people? So there's a whole range of things happening in that way. And the idea is to sort of help people restore. So be able to take breaks, and that could be a whole range of different things. But what we found is that giving people opportunities to even just look at nature, as a green roof or something like that, a green wall within the office, even for just 40 seconds, will help your brain shift into a different mode of processing and be more relaxed. And so obviously this is a great benefit for organisations. Another study showed there was 15% increase in productivity just from bringing plants into the workplace. So, in some ways it's a relatively simple fix to what is becoming quite a complicated and difficult environment for some people, the modern office.
It's really interesting because we were talking about the idea of one of the key reasons that people maybe don't like open plan is because it's too noisy. I have an open plan office and often there's a lot of conversations around, and to try and drown it out, sometimes I listen to ocean sounds through my headphones. So is this idea of us having an innate urge to be with nature, is it kind of broader than just having a plant on your desk? Is it kind of all of the senses that we need?
Yeah, absolutely. So other studies have shown that, having the sounds of running water or smells of the forest improve our stress levels. And also things like, lowering heart rates and blood pressure, which, if we have those elevated over the long term, lead to lots of negative health consequences for employees and increased costs for employers. So this doesn't even have to be a real plant. Some research has shown that, just having, art on the walls or, a screen showing nature-like images can help people feel less stressed and more productive in the workplace.
Huh, so fake nature works as well.
So not quite as well, but it still does have an effect, definitely, to help people.
That's interesting, because we were discussing before about the idea of how many plants do we need in an office? Is it like you've got this massive office and there's one plant in the corner, or does everybody need to be covered in shrubbery on every desk? Is there some kind of study to show maybe, I guess you can't really quantitatively analyze it, but to talk about how much interaction with nature we need?
Yeah, so this, I guess, the idea that you can, everyone in the office has some sort of view across the office, maybe out a window to nature, or, you know, that everyone can see a plant. So as you said, not like it was years ago where there's just one sort of half-dead fern in the corner. But it certainly doesn't have to be, you know, an entire forest in the office. It doesn't necessarily have to be a green wall, which can be, you know, a big expense for some organisations. But, you know, just even a reasonable number of plants around the office where everyone can see one has, you know, had a really positive effect. And it's not just on our stress, but also, you know, people are in a better mood and, you know, obviously that benefits their interactions, their relationships at work and their job performance as well.
So somewhere in between like a dead plant in the corner and like running an indoor nursery. You don't have to go crazy on either ends. It's kind of somewhere in the middle.
You don't have to look like the plant department at Bunnings to get the effect.
Okay. I actually worked there briefly, so that's interesting you pick that up. Now, also, I was wondering, from your experience, you've had a lot of dealings with thinking about what is the perfect office environment. So I was wondering, Libby, could you paint us a picture of, in your mind, what is the perfect office look like?
I think we'd all love to have the answer to this question, but what I can tell you from the research that I have personally done is there are three main things that a workplace needs to provide, and many fall down in at least one of the areas.
Okay.
The first one is it needs to, and it sounds quite obvious, people need to be able to focus. They need to be able to concentrate on the work that they're doing. So that can be, doesn't have to be a private office, but it needs to be a workplace where there are very good acoustics, where there are places people can retreat to do work that they might not want to be interrupted, and they have a sense of privacy, both visual privacy and auditory privacy. So can you focus? The second thing is, how connected do you feel within the workplace? And what most organisations do is make the mistake of thinking, well, we're going to put everyone in a room together and that's going to make them collaborate more. And what it does is actually makes them collaborate less, because if you feel like you can't focus on your work and you can't concentrate, then people get more withdrawn and they actually collaborate less. They get quite hostile. So that's the second thing. And then the third thing is, which is a little bit more surprising in terms of what's happened in the past, is you actually need to have a beautiful workplace. And I think we're seeing that more and more, as you said, through bringing in art or plants or all of these you know, nice environments, cafes and nice kitchen areas. But we also, as well as an innate need for nature, we have an innate need for beauty as well as humans. So more beauty in the workplace.
That's a very, I think, concise summation of what we need. Louis, have you seen the movie Office Space?
I have, yes.
I think, yeah, that you, when you said about isolation, it reminded me of that. That's probably a great example of exactly how not to run an office. But anyway, it reminded me of that, and I really liked that movie. Anyway, so
indeed.
Libby, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about how we should design the offices of the future.